Use rules for wildlife management areas.
Mr. Chairman and commissioners, I'm going to handle the next few items. I'm Ken McDonald. I'm the Wildlife Division Administrator. We're here with Fish, Life, and Parks. And our first item that I'll be covering is the WMA public use rules. This would be a proposed rule. If you approve it today, it'll go out for public comment and we would finalize it in February. A little background, since about 2012, we've asked the commission to adopt these public use rules on a biennial schedule, and they cover lands acquired for the primary purpose of providing effective fish and wildlife habitat, and includes wildlife management areas, wildlife habitat protection areas, and fisheries conservation areas. Following that schedule, today we're proposing an updated list of commission rules, as well as reaffirming rules in place. However, unlike past years, we're only asking to do this for one year for 2021. And that's because we're looking into incorporating some of these biennial rules into an administrative rule, with the main intent of incorporating rules that are common to a lot of our different lands into these arm rules, rather than having a bunch of separate rules for fishing access sites and WMAs and fish conservation areas. So we're trying to get a more consistent approach to the rules. And then we would come back to the commission after that with rules that are specific. They may be specific rules for a specific parcel of land that really don't lend themselves to the arm rule, or rules that require more frequent change. So again, we're looking for an annual rule today to make sure we have things in place until that arm rule process gets done. And then we'll come back and next year probably with a different list of rules that are for the commission to approve that are more specific to certain WMAs. So hopefully that made sense. So for today, we're asking you to readopt the rules that you've been approving for the last few bienniums, and then with a few modifications to what those existing rules are. And those modifications specifically include opening the Ray Coons Wildlife Management Area earlier, with an April 15th opening date to support turkey hunting, as wintering deer have typically moved out the WMA by that time. So we're not as concerned about a little bit earlier opening, and that would provide some additional turkey hunting opportunity. Another one would be prohibition of off-road use of bicycles, which includes e-bikes, these electric bikes, prohibition of any motor or engine-powered vehicles on routes that are closed to motorized vehicles, improved wording for leash requirements for pets on nesting bird properties in Region 1, prohibition against unauthorized trail construction. So that would be the changes, and these are recommended. These recommended changes are intended to provide protection to wildlife habitat, avoid direct disturbance of fish and wildlife, and support additional hunting opportunity. So with that, I'd be happy to try and answer any questions. And again, if you approve this today, it will go out for public comment and come back in February.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Any questions for Ken? Do I have a motion on the proposal?
I would propose move that the commission endorse the WMA public use rules as presented, allowing the department to release these for public review and further refinement.
Second.
Then a motion and a second. Any comment from the commission? This is the beginning of a public process, so I'll see if there's any public comment. If so, very quickly, star 9. Seeing
commissioners, this is
This is Nick Jivak with the Montana Wildlife Federation. And I just wanted to comment as well on behalf of Helena Hunters and Anglers and MWF that we're glad to see the agency getting out in front on the e-bike issue and their use. And, you know, that's something that that's an issue we've been dealing with on the, a lot of federal lands as well, and we're hoping to address next year on that level. But it's good that we're getting ahead of that on our wildlife management areas because of the tremendous potential of those to disturb a lot of wildlife at certain times. So, and so we support this whole package. Thank you.
Thank you. Further public comment, 866.
Hi, Commissioners, Fish and Game. Thank you for the ability to comment. My name is Doug Powell, and I'm with Helena Hunters and Anglers. And I was just curious on the wildlife management areas. Well, some of the areas that I think with the types of may take a special kind of role because of elk having recreationists, you know, if we have trails or bike trails in them, that the elk will move from those wildlife management areas. I'm referencing an example just west of Helena in the Lazy Man IRA. They're on the north side near the RV ranch. The elk used to winter there quite a bit. In fact, all the time from the 60s that I remember, and then doing wildlife surveys for the state. I'm also a pilot, past Fish and Game pilot, past Fish and Wildlife Service pilot. And with these new trails, these are trails that are not authorized being built in their wintering area. They're now moving to the Mount Helena Ridge just west of town, and then they actually get bumped from there and they cross the highway and are now wintering on the artillery range for Fort Harrison. And so I was just kind of making an observation that perhaps the wildlife management areas might need a few kind of some parameters that might be different from, say, fishing sites or other type issues. That's all I have for today. Thank you so much for the ability to comment.
Thank you, Mr. Powell, for those thoughtful comments. Further public comment.
Call the members of the commission, seeing no more.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate the thoughtfulness that went into this, Ken, and getting ahead and then this format to get something in place and then move forward with more formal rulemaking. Interested to see what sort of comments we gather over this period of time. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.